The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. When we read the story of Zacchaeus every 3 years, it brings me back to a moment in 2007 when I was in the Holy Land and part of a pilgrimage that included walking into the city of Jericho. It was a very hot day in May, and the surrounding countryside of Jericho was dry and sandy. Throughout my 2 weeks in the Holy Land, my heart was attuned, trying to find the holy in the Holy Land. I was stepping into my faith, doing faith. I was with a group from seminary, and we were each very different. Some talked a lot, processing their experiences out loud. Others, like me, needed an offline moment, some downtime, to integrate, to appreciate the feelings being experienced. Before we walked into Jericho, we read the gospel we heard today, that Zacchaeus was trying to see Jesus and climbed a sycamore tree. The words, "He was trying to see Jesus," led me forward as we began our trek. Our group walked on the main road of Jericho and arrived at a fenced-off area, an old iron fence surrounding a huge sycamore tree. The ancient tree was being honored as the one that Zacchaeus climbed. We stopped. We had arrived. But it was hard to have a reflective moment because of the vendors shouting for business, shouting about their souvenirs of the tree. You could buy a souvenir keychain with a dangling bronze statue of the sycamore. You could buy a painted stencil of the tree on a collector plate or mug. If you are into clothing, then there were t-shirts or scarves. There were postcards of the sycamore from every angle. And there were Holy Land pennants hanging from stalls with the words of Jericho spelt vertically. So people were milling around, cars honking, to avoid people taking pictures in the roadway of the tree. Finally, I found a bench, across the road from the grand tree and sat down. We had been given a period of time and then told to be at a certain restaurant for lunch. So there I sat and looked at the sycamore and allowed my imagination to re-enter the gospel scene. What struck me was that Zacchaeus, 2,000 years ago, was in a noisy crowd just like I was, and that the two of us had something in common because he was doing faith in that moment also. Faith is not a noun necessarily, as much as it is a verb, a word of action. Faith is about doing things because of what God has put on our hearts. Faith is about exercising our values, stretching them, strengthening them, bringing justice to others. These reflections are based on the words of the Reverend Ben E. Helmer. Doing faith is not a private thing. Look what happens when Jesus encounters Zacchaeus, the whimsical tax collector sitting in a tree. There is a dialogue of which we only have a small piece. And it's pretty obvious that Jesus and Zacchaeus bond right away. Dare I say, each other's new BFF. You can see it. Jesus, an itinerant preacher wandering around the town, and the obviously curious and friendly Zacchaeus. They meet and are mutually attracted by their unique ways of viewing the world. Zacchaeus doesn't just hop down from his perch. He leaps into a new way of life. By the time he hosts Jesus at his house, he has come to a new understanding of his new love for God. And he announces it through generosity. Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Now, tax collectors like Zacchaeus were allowed to extort additional fees for their living besides collecting the tax, which is one reason why they were despised. Yet, Jesus proclaims quite simply, today, salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. Jesus has found faith in a man outside of the circle of the faithful. He has found a person who is prepared to share, to live his new faith, to do faith. The story of Zacchaeus tells us something about looking for God, even as God is looking for each one of us. So how can we take a step toward Jesus even as he is walking toward us? The stories of how each of us looks for God are going to be varied. The stories of how we respond to God's grace, do our faith, are varied also. A man recently died who had lived modestly in a van in a small town in the mountains of West Virginia. He had no close family, but a number of friends came to a memorial service held in the garden at a local church. Now, Jim was not a member of that church, but he often came to their Sunday night suppers during the cold winter months He was also a regular recipient at the local food bank. Before the memorial service, the minister invited people to share stories about Jim. Many of the stories shared were about his acts of kindness, how Jim had fixed their tire or replaced a fan belt, how he had seen to it that a person had money to get new glasses, how he had helped another person with transportation, even though his own income was a small Social Security check each month. By the time the service began, it was obvious to all that Jim had been a faithful steward, using his simple gifts to serve. His many friends rejoiced in his life, his kindnesses, and his response to their needs. His life, celebrated in a church garden, ended with the blessing of a new little tree in Jim's honor. The giver of the tree said she wanted it to grow and remind everyone of Jim's unselfish care for others. Interesting that the old sycamore tree in Jericho, fenced off and surrounded by vendors and pilgrims, and the newly planted little tree, honoring the generous kindness of Jim, share a message. Let your life be changed by love of others and faith. Jim and Zacchaeus shared their faith by doing for others. Both live faith in their own unique way. Often when we hear stories like that of Zacchaeus or of Jim, we hear about people who are generous and kind, and we remark on how strong their faith must be. But for all of us, faith is given to us by God to be used. Faith is expressed in service, and its character is simplicity. But what about our lives? Are we people who think that faith is only a noun or is also a verb? Do we appreciate that on a Sunday morning we are gathered to be nourished by the Word of God and the presence of Jesus in bread and wine in order to be sent out to do our faith? It is faith that allows Jesus to invite us to climb out from wherever we are looking down. It is faith that allows us to meet Jesus where we are and bond. When I finally got up from my bench in front of that old fenced-off sycamore tree, when I finally turned to leave all the vendors and souvenir stands, I deliberately chose to walk forward, very consciously thinking about the gift of faith. I deliberately chose to think of myself as having become a part of the crowd in that moment 2,000 years ago when Zacchaeus jumped down from the tree. I joined Zacchaeus and walked into a new moment with Jesus deepening my faith so I could do faith. Yes, this gospel is about a commitment to do faith, but it is also about joy. May each of you be blessed with a memorable encounter with God that leads to a joyous commitment to live faith, to do faith in the name of love and justice, kindness and truth. Zacchaeus was so excited, so filled with joy, because Jesus was going to go to his home. Let us believe from now on that Jesus is truly living in the home of our hearts and wants us to share our joy and do our faith everywhere. Amen.